is Radio Mime Troupe, and welcome to Tales of the Resistance, a summer of original political comedy radio plays by the confusingly named, always radical, and never ever silent San Francisco Mime Troupe. Join us for stories in four classic radio styles: adventure, detective noir, horror, and science fiction. Every 2 weeks, we will be presenting one episode written, directed, and performed by Mime Troupe veterans and dealing with the revolutionary issues of the day.
And now, friends, the San Francisco Mime Troupe presents the heartwarming adventures of...
Paging Nurse Terse, Paging Nurse Terse.
That's right, it's novice nurse Susie Terse, everyone's favorite tell-it-like-it-is healthcare worker. Brought to you by...
Hey, this is Allie with a Y.
And this is Becky with an I, and this is...
Girl Moments!
With a bunch of R's and a Z.
All right, girl. As you know, there's been a lot going on lately.
Tell me about it. Plagues, riots, and I haven't been to the nail salon in months. Stressful.
Well, let me tell you about a subscription box that will revolutionize your life.
Girl, I love a subscription box. It's like Christmas every month.
I know, like, I don't even care what's in it. Just send me some crap.
Sure.
Except the Nirvana box from Moop is designed for you to de-stress, relax, and live your best life.
Love.
For just $59.99, you get one bespoke Nirvana box per month. Each Nirvana box has a handpicked selection of Nirvana tokens to create an immersive detoxification experience.
Nirvana tokens? Yeah. So, like, crystals?
We're talking crystals. We're talking tea. We're talking bubble bath. We're talking candles. All curated by experts.
Yes, but experts in what?
You know, spiritual stuff.
Cool. So, spiritual stuff from a specific culture or religion?
Becky, the Nirvana box is universal, and it's only $59.99 per month. Don't you want to have an immersive detoxification experience?
Of course I do.
And don't you agree that self-care is essential?
Right, self-care.
And when you think about what you're getting, $59.99 per month is actually cheap AF. What better way to spend your money?
Well, I heard about this great relief organization that's accepting donations, and I was thinking that I could—
Becky. You can't help others until you help yourself. Put on your own oxygen mask first, girl.
You're right, Allie. I'm sorry. All this stress has me thinking all wrong.
Well, you know it can fix that.
The Nirvana box from Moop?
You've got it, girl. Self-care. This has been a girl moment. Bye.
And now it's time for novice nurse Susie Terse.
Novice nurse Susie Terse, with speed she'll proceed.
No need to rehearse.
A rock that you can rely on when bad goes to worse. She's no nonsense.
Nurse Susie Terse.
This week's episode, The Price of Infection. When we last left novice nurse Susie Terse, it was mere days after her graduation from City Nursing School, and she was beginning her career at City Hospital. But now, talking with her good friend, ambulance driver Sparks, Nurse Susie is concerned.
I'm concerned, Sparks.
What about, Susie?
It's mere days since I graduated from City Nursing School, and I already feel like I'm on the front lines of a war.
Well, gosh, Susie, I guess you are. Having the health of so many people compromised by COVID-19.
COVID-19, the viral pandemic that had swept the world.
And the CDC says, with the sudden influx of citizens exhibiting symptoms,
getting sick,
it is important all healthcare providers give support,
help,
to people with the severe acute respiratory syndrome called
COVID-19.
COVID-19. The reason Nurse Susie had been rushed into service.
And I heard the president on the news, and he said...
Lies.
What?
He lied.
But he's the president. You can't just say he lied.
I just said it.
But...
The man is a liar and a fool.
But...
Why waste time considering which are untruths and which are stupidities when we should be listening to reason and science?
Wow. You really don't mince words.
If more people just said what they meant and expected the same of others, the world would be a more honest place.
I guess.
He's also a racist.
Heck, everyone knows that.
Susie!
Well, hi there, Marcus.
Nurse Terse.
Mr. Shipman, how is little Marcus doing?
Swell, thanks to you.
Now, I know my son should not have been climbing that tree.
But me and the gang were playing superheroes.
You're not a superhero, Marcus. You're just a little boy.
Aw, gee.
But if you want to grow up to be a superhero, you'll have to be careful until your superpowers kick in.
Really?
That's right.
Okay, I'll be careful from now on.
And I wanted to thank you for keeping an eye on him since his mother and I couldn't visit the hospital because of COVID-19.
COVID-19.
Paging Nurse Terse, report to Administrator Johnson's office.
I better go.
See ya, Susie!
And Nurse Terse, about the insurance, where do I...
Don't worry, Mr. Shipman. It's all taken care of.
Thank you, Nurse Terse.
Bye!
Don't forget your mask!
Aw, that was sweet. But what about being honest and just saying what you mean?
I told him he wasn't a superhero and that he should be careful. He isn't, and he should be.
But you sounded so... nice.
What's your point?
Nothing.
Paging Nurse Terse, report to Administrator Johnson's office.
Ah, Nurse Terse, won't you take a seat?
No.
Ah, yes. Well, I wanted to talk to you about an incident involving you and a patient, a Mrs. Henderson.
Yes?
According to our witnesses, Mrs. Henderson came to our emergency room with a laceration to the forehead.
She slipped in the shower.
And you treated her?
Yes.
Yet when you finished with her, her contact information went missing, making it impossible for us to bill her for our services.
She didn't have insurance, and her bill would have been thousands of dollars for a couple of stitches.
This seems to happen a lot with your patients.
Yes, it does.
Aha!
Aha what?
You admit you helped Mrs. Henderson by deleting her information?
I didn't admit that.
So you didn't do it?
No, I did. You just hadn't asked me about it yet.
Aha!
I wasn't hiding it.
Why did you do it?
An inability to pay should never come between a patient and their health care.
This hospital never refuses any patient.
How many sick and injured people don't even come to the hospital because they know they won't be able to afford the bill?
Look, we all want to help.
No, I want to help. You're here for the money.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
You can't just say that.
I just did.
Do you know what is needed to run a hospital?
A medical staff, a medical support staff, and supplies.
Yes, well...
What it doesn't need is a profit margin.
You can't say that.
I just said it.
Well, stop saying it. The fact is that by deleting records, you in effect stole from this hospital.
I paid for it.
You what?
The actual cost of Mrs. Henderson's treatment was $87.53. That's what it cost us. That's what I paid.
It's not about how much it actually costs. It's about the hospital being prepared to do everything.
That's ridiculous.
It's the way it is.
That's like going to a restaurant, ordering one thing, and then being charged for the entire menu because the chef was prepared to cook everything.
Look here, young lady.
But there is one thing that could help us deal with all the Mrs. Hendersons and all the little Marcuses of the world, and maybe even this pandemic of COVID-19.
COVID-19!
COVID-19! A disease for which there was no cure and no vaccine.
What could possibly help with all of that?
National healthcare.
National healthcare?
National healthcare. Just like the other top 50 industrialized countries of the world.
The only way to take care of our national health is to pay for it with our own common wealth. And if we want to look out for our national welfare, the easiest way is with national healthcare. A healthcare system built for healthcare rather than profit. Medications, births, operations, emergencies. Free, free, free.
Stop saying free.
Free.
If we weren't low on nurses right now, I would have you fired.
Well, you are, so you can't.
You'll regret this, Nurse Terse.
No, I won't.
Get out.
Nurse Susie left Administrator Johnson's office, more determined than ever to help the sick and needy. But then she saw good Dr. Janice in the hall, struggling with a patient.
Ah, I don't care. You ain't sticking me again.
What's the problem, Dr. Janice?
I just need a blood sample.
The problem is this quack is trying to drain me dry.
I am not a quack.
A quack and a vampire. You're a quackpire.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, you can't talk to me like that.
I just did.
Oh.
Mr. Bowman came in last week for his annual blood work.
I got the cholesterol.
But the test showed he'd also been exposed to COVID-19.
COVID-19?
COVID-19!
With his viral load, he should be near death, yet here he is and with no symptoms.
No symptoms? How can that be?
He must have some sort of natural immunity.
Immunity?
Something in his blood that protects him from the disease.
I know what immunity means. I'm a nurse.
Of course, sorry. But if we could isolate what protects him, it could be a first step to finding a vaccine.
Is it possible?
Anything is possible, Nurse Terse, with reason and science.
Aw, that's a lot of hooey. Vaccines. You ain't taking my blood to make none of your voodoo.
Mr. Bowman, are you an idiot?
Nurse Terse.
He seems like an idiot.
Look here, young lady.
You don't believe in vaccines.
My cousin Jim showed me a video on YouTube that said vaccines are all just a conspiracy of doctors and governments and nurses and Bill Gates and...
Why would we do that?
To infect us all.
Why?
So we'll be sick.
Why?
So we'll have to go to the hospital?
But you're already at the hospital.
I got the cholesterol.
You think we're conspiring to make you sick, but when you feel bad or hurt, you suddenly trust us to cure you.
Yes?
If we wanted to, we could kill you right now.
What?
She doesn't mean that.
We could. We won't. But we could. And do you know why we won't?
Because it's against the law?
Because we're here to help you. Do you seriously think that I went through nursing school or that good Dr. Janice became a doctor just so that we could make you sick?
Well, Cousin Jim said...
The same people who call us mad scientist criminals one day put their lives in our hands the next. That's what an idiot would do. So, are you an idiot?
Well, when you put it that way...
Now give us your blood.
Nurse Terse.
He has it. We need it. What more is there to say?
You can't be so abrupt.
It's a pandemic. No time to beat around the bush.
She has a point.
Would you please hold out your arm?
Ow!
Did that actually hurt?
No.
And there we are. Thank you for your cooperation.
Oh, you're welcome. And since I'm already here, do you have a vaccination clinic?
First floor, follow the signs.
Thanks.
And in the future, don't believe anything you see on YouTube without the confirmation of
reason and science.
Ah.
What now, Doctor?
The lab here at City Hospital can't handle a job like this, and Crosstown Medical Lab is all the way...
Across town? But wait, there is that new research lab.
You mean Didymus Medical Labs?
Yes, that's the one.
We can't go there.
Why not?
It would be a conflict of interest.
Why?
Because the founder of Didymus Labs is my twin sister.
Your twin sister?
Yes. We both came to this country to study medicine, but after we graduated, I wanted to help the sick and suffering, while she decided to go into research because...
Because?
Because that's where the money is.
So she's evil.
You can't just say that.
I just said it.
She's brilliant. But I don't want to put the fate of humanity into the hands of someone who is just in medicine for the profit.
So we'll have to take it to Crosstown Labs. It's just across town.
But it has to go right away. And I still have patients to see. Could you, Nurse Terse, could you, Nurse Susie, you take this precious vial of blood to Crosstown Labs for me?
Of course, Dr. Janice. I'd do anything to help our patients, and anything in the name of
reason and science. Just sign here, and here, and here. And now for transportation. Hey, Sparks!
Hey, Dr. Janice!
Can you take Nurse Terse to the Crosstown Medical Lab right away?
Sure thing, Doc. I'll fire up number 32.
Number 32?
Come on, Susie.
Wait!
What?
Didn't number 57 just get repaired?
Yeah.
So it's in great shape and should get you there in a flash.
Hey, that's right. Good old number 57.
Let's go, Sparks. Goodbye, Dr. Janice. You can trust me.
We will return to Novice Nurse Susie Terse after this brief message from...
Hey everybody, this is Allie with a Y.
And this is Becky with an I, and we're bringing you another...
Girl Moment! How are you feeling, Becky?
So much better, Allie. I used the tantric singing crystal from my Nirvana box from Moop, and now I am all good.
So, let me lay out a little scenario.
Lay it on me, girl.
You've just colored your hair in the cutest way, so naturally you want to post a pic.
Naturally.
But then, some kind of tragedy hits the national news.
You mean like a mass shooting or a police murder?
That's what I mean, girl.
You can't post your cute hair now. You'll seem like a jerk.
I know. And you have to say something about the tragedy, too, because silence is complicity or whatever.
Ugh, but it's so awkward. I never know what to say.
Me neither. That's why I started using this new app called Ally.
Oh my god! That's just like your name. Allie, Ally.
No, Becky. My name has one L and a Y. Ally has two L's and a Y. God.
Oh.
Anyway, Ally auto-generates status updates that show you're pretty woke without actually challenging anyone's worldview.
Okay, so you'll acknowledge how tragic it is, but won't demand any kind of systemic change.
Right. Unless systemic change is trending, then Ally will water down demands for systemic change so they're palatable to a wider audience.
So defund the police becomes hire like one more social worker.
You got it. Ally makes sure your post gets likes, but this is key. You won't get comments.
Thank God. I am not here for starting a dialogue.
No, you don't want to set off your conservative followers, but you also don't want to get called out by your liberal followers.
This is America. All followers are created equal.
So get Ally and make allyship as easy as the push of a button.
This has been your girl moment.
Bye. Bye.
And now we return to Novice Nurse Susie Terse. As you recall, Dr. Janice had just sent Nurse Susie and Sparks on an urgent mission to deliver a specimen to the Crosstown Medical Lab, which is all the way across town. And our two heroes had sped away into the late afternoon.
So, this must be a pretty important delivery, eh, Susie?
Yes, it is, Sparks. Maybe the most important delivery of my career so far.
But you've only been a nurse for mere days.
What's your point?
Nothing.
This is our chance to be part of making the world a healthier place.
Not everybody wants to be helped. No masks, no sheltering in place. A lot of people think they can take care of themselves.
Healthcare should not be left to pride and self-reliance. We have to use our brains and side with reason and science.
But suddenly, as our two heroes drove quickly but carefully through the streets, there seemed to be something wrong with Ambulance 57.
Hey! There seems to be something wrong with Ambulance 57!
What is it?
I don't know. It seems like we're out of gas!
Out of gas? But she just came out of the shop!
I can't figure it!
Can I give you a lift?
Next to the ambulance, a sleek black sports car had silently come to a stop. The tinted window had been lowered, and in the car, Nurse Susie could see...
Dr. Janice! I thought you couldn't leave the hospital.
Oh, I found a way.
What about your patients?
Don't worry about them. Just get in. We don't have much time.
I'll stay here and see if I can get number 57 started.
Get in!
Sure was lucky you came along.
Wasn't it, though?
Do you really think this blood can make a difference?
If we can manufacture a vaccine, everyone in the world will want it.
If only all medicine could be as straightforward as vaccines. Come to the hospital, roll up your sleeve, get a shot, and all for free.
Free?
That's what it would be like if we had national healthcare.
National healthcare.
National healthcare.
Socialized medicine!
Medicare for all.
It doesn't matter what it's called, as long as it puts health first.
But what about doctors like me and nurses like you? Shouldn't we be able to make some money?
Profit and medicine don't mix.
They don't?
No.
Oh.
Our goal's to help the sick and needy, not line the pockets of the greedy.
Right.
And in the face of corruption, we show defiance because we are the servants of reason and...
What?
And...
What?
And... That's why we want everyone to get the best possible care for a price everyone can afford. Free!
Free.
Doesn't that sound great, Dr. Janice's sister?
How did you know?
I'm not stupid.
Drat!
You drained the gas from number 57.
No, I didn't.
You're lying.
You can't say that.
I just said it.
Drat! Nurse Terse, do you know how much money a vaccine would be worth? Millions! Tens of millions!
Hundreds of millions.
Every country will have to pay whoever patents the vaccine. Governments will pay through the nose so their sniffling citizens can feel safe.
But this disease doesn't just attack the lungs. It gets into your liver and it clots your blood. The hundreds of millions of dollars governments pay you could be used to pay for healthcare for everyone, including patients of COVID-19.
COVID-19.
COVID-19! Ka-ching! Well, supply and demand, my dear Nurse Terse. The people will get vaccinated, and me and my stockholders will get rich.
But our elected representatives...
Oh, you naive child. Who do you think my biggest stockholders are?
So you're the villain.
I'm a capitalist.
Same thing.
You can't just say that.
I just did.
It's more complex than that.
No, it's not. You make elected officials rich, and in return, they block legislation that would help people.
You make it sound like bribery.
It is.
You can't just say that.
I just said it.
You're infuriating!
Watch where you're driving!
I am not the villain!
Slow down!
I'm the ideal medical capitalist!
Look out!
What? What happened?
You hit a police car.
Why would a police car be parked in the middle of the street?
I don't care, as long as it gives me a chance to get away from you!
Hey! Stop! Come back here!
And so, Nurse Susie escaped the diabolical clutches of Dr. Janice's evil twin, Dr. Janice. But what was going on? Why would a police car be stopped in the middle of the street?
Of course, a protest march.
Tens of thousands of protesters in the streets, demanding change, demanding justice, demanding an end to white supremacy forever.
Land of the free. Raise up your fist if you want it to be home of the brave. Take to the streets if you are slavery's chains have never been broken, the forge still remains.
And though Nurse Susie agreed with their fight for an equitable society, right now she had a mission to get across town to the Crosstown Medical Lab.
Excuse me. Please, let me through. Please. I gotta get across town.
Hey, look, a nurse.
A frontline fighter.
Thank you for what you do.
And thank you all for wearing masks, but I really have to...
Here they come, boys. Let them have it!
But why are they doing this? It was a peaceful protest.
They don't want it peaceful.
I can't see. My eyes are burning.
He was between us and the cops. He got the worst of the gas.
Ah, it's all dark. All I can see is dark.
Okay, boys, give him another volley.
No.
I can help you. I'm a nurse.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
We gotta get you out of here. Can anyone help me? This guy's been gassed.
I can help. Give me your arm, mister.
Oh, I can't see.
You gotta wash his eyes out.
My house. It's only a few blocks away.
I should take care of him. Take him to his home. But I'm on an important mission for reason and science. But he's injured, and I am a nurse. Oh, what? What shall I do?
I can take him.
You can?
Sure, come on, mister.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, you!
Me?
You're under arrest.
But you can't arrest me. I'm on a mission. I'm Nurse Terse.
I don't care if you're Dr. Pepper. You're under arrest.
For what?
Failing to disperse.
But I wasn't gathered.
Then resisting arrest.
You're only saying I'm resisting as a justification to brutalize me.
You can't say that.
I just said it.
Okay, all of you, sit down. Put your hands up.
But I have an important delivery to make across town.
Then you shouldn't have been marching with these cop-hating commies.
But the blood sample, the vaccine, what will happen?
What will happen? Will Nurse Susie make it across town in time? Or will she be arrested, jailed as a cop-hating commie? And what about COVID-19?
COVID-19?
COVID-19!
And what about Dr. Janice's evil twin sister, Dr. Janice? Can anyone stop her corrupt capitalist COVID conspiracy? Can anyone deliver the blood sample in time? Can anyone save the day?
I can!
You can't just say that!
I just said it!
Novice Nurse Susie Terse is written by Michael Jean Sullivan, with commercials written by Marie Cartier. Susie Terse is directed by Valina Brown. Music and lyrics by Daniel Savio. Musical production by Dred Scott. Woodwinds by Dylan Jennings. And audio engineering and sound design by Taylor Gonzalez. Lisa Hori Garcia stars as Susie, with Keiko Shimasato Carrero as Sparks, Andre Amorodico as Administrator Johnson, and Lizzie Caligero as Dr. Janice and Dr. Janice. Also appearing were Brian Rivera as Mr. Bowman and the tear gas victim, Valina Brown as the helpful protester, Marie Cartier as Marcus and the loud protester, Michael Jean Sullivan as Mr. Shipman and the police captain, with additional voices by Marissa Allison and Jillian Eichenberger. And so, make sure to tune in again so you won't miss the next thrilling episode of Novice Nurse Susie Terse.
In 2 weeks, we'll bring you the psychological political horror of Fear of the Dark. Episode 1, The Good Cop. The San Francisco Mime Troupe, and for the past 60 years, we have been doing political musical comedies for anybody who will listen. The Mime Troupe is a worker-run, multi-ethnic, multi-generational collective of activist artists committed to overthrowing capitalism, one musical comedy at a time. And one of these days, we will get it right. Each summer, we tour our shows at a price every member of the working class can afford, free. But with theaters and parks closed, protesters in the streets, tear gas in the air, and what could be America's last election looming on the horizon, the Mime Troupe needed to make sure our message of art, activism, and revolution was part of the resistance. And nothing says revolutionary fervor like radio plays. And for those wondering how a radical theater can survive these capitalist times, it's because of you. The Mime Troupe doesn't take corporate sponsorship. You'll never see the AT&T or Comcast Mime Troupe. How could we show the hypocrisies of capitalism if we were in bed with the capitalists? So instead, we are in bed with you, our fellow workers. Let's snuggle. And after that, you can support the troupe by visiting our website, sfmt.org. Also, learn about the limited-time Vimeo release of our critically acclaimed 2015 show about police brutality, Freedom Land. Thank you to the San Francisco Arts Commission, SF Grants for the Arts, California Arts Council, USPPP, the Fleischacker Foundation, the Bernard Osher Foundation, the Zellerbach Family Foundation, the Don Stevens and Nicole Bellotti Laugh and Love Fund, this public radio station, and listeners like you. We'll be here in 2 weeks for more Tales of the Resistance.